Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 99, numéro 99. Alright, so today we are continuing our little series on common French adjectives. And in today's episode, which is part two, you will learn another 20 common adjectives. And apologies for my voice today, I have a cold, which is not ideal for podcast recording, but hopefully you can understand what I'm saying properly. So I'll do the same as I did in the previous episode. I'll give you an adjective in its masculine and its feminine form, and I'll also give you the opposite of that adjective. So as usual, if you are new to the podcast, then make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet in front of you during the lesson. There are no exercises for this particular lesson, but you can still head over to the French Made Easy library to access all the other exercises from previous episodes. All the links are in the episode notes. All right, so I'll give you the masculine adjective first and then the feminine. And if you want to practice your pronunciation at the same time, then repeat after me. Propre, propre, clean, sale, sale, means dirty, heureux, heureuse, that means happy, malheureux, malheureuse, unhappy, froid, froide, that means cold. Chaud, chaude, that means hot. Calme, calme, that means calm. Énervé, énervé, that means annoyed or irritated. Méchant, méchante, that means mean. Gentil, gentille, that means nice. Fort, forte, that means strong. Faible, faible, that means weak. Gros, grosse, that means big or fat. Mince, mince, that means thin. Long, long, that means long. Court, courte, that means short. Léger, légère, that means light. Lourd, lourde, heavy. Joli, joli, that means pretty. And last one, moche, moche, that means ugly. Now, in the previous episode, we have seen that ugly is laid and moche is also ugly. But moche is a little bit more familiar than laid, but very commonly used. Well, that's the end of today's episode already. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll chat with you in the next episode. À bientôt. Bye. Hey, it's me again. Before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with French pronunciation, I am excited to announce my new and free beginner's audio guide. It's called 5-Step Roadmap to a Faultless French Pronunciation. It's really designed to simplify your French pronunciation journey and to make it less overwhelming for you. So if you are a beginner starting or restarting to learn French and you want to improve your French pronunciation, then this audio guide is perfect for you. And obviously, you also get a transcript with the audio guide so you can follow along while you listen. So click the link inside your podcast notes to access your audio guide. It is free. À bientôt. Bye.